From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday that his government has had a lot of questions about what he said were contradictory ideas coming from U.S. President Donald Trump's administration. Lavrov spoke ahead of the start of a meeting in Moscow with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Lavrov also referenced last week's U.S. strike on a Syrian airbase, which came in response to a chemical weapons attack, calling the U.S. response troubling. Tillerson made a brief opening statement saying the talks would include a frank discussion of their differences and mutual interests. Tillerson has accused Moscow of failing to prevent the alleged chemical attack by the Assad regime that killed nearly 100 people, including children. Tillerson has urged the Kremlin to rethink its support for the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad. President Trump echoed a similar thought in an interview with Fox News.
Frankly, Putin is backing a person that's truly an evil person. And I think it's very bad for Russia. I think it's very bad for mankind. It's very bad for this world. But when you drop gas or bombs or barrel bombs, they have these massive barrels with dynamite, and they drop them right in the middle of a group of people. And in all fairness, you see the same kids, no arms, no legs, no face. This is an animal.
The U.S. responded to the chemical attack by firing missiles at targets on a Syrian airbase. The White House says additional military activity in Syria remains an option. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump says North Korea is looking for trouble and asks Beijing's cooperation in reining in Pyongyang's nuclear ambitions. Mr. Trump tweeted Tuesday, "If China decides to help, that would be great. If not, we will solve the problem without them." In a separate tweet, Trump also said he explained to Chinese President Xi Jinping that cooperation on Washington's North Korea policy will result in better trade deals between the two countries. Attorney General Jeff Sessions vowed to crack down on unauthorized immigrants during a visit to the U.S.-Mexico border in Nogales, Arizona, Tuesday. The top U.S. law enforcement official promised to use existing laws to step up criminal immigration enforcement.
You don't get to come to America and commit crimes. I mean, you're here on provision, on good behavior. We don't have any obligation to keep somebody in our country who came here on permission, on a visa, or illegally on top of that, and they get to commit crimes, and we have to apologize for deporting them from the country. This is ridiculous.
Sessions says he is warning people who seek improper and illegal entry into the U.S. that those actions will not be tolerated in the Trump era. Sessions said he was issuing a memo mandating prosecutors to prioritize immigration enforcement on offenses that were not prosecuted in the past. Philippines troops have killed a key commander of the Abu Sayyaf militant group. The country's military chief said the military recovered the body of Mormal Askali, also known as Abu Rami, in a village in Bohol Island, where Philippine forces clashed with the Abu Sayyaf fighters. The military said Abu Sayyaf was attempting to carry out new kidnappings when they arrived on Bohol, a resort island outside of the areas in the southern Philippines, where the group traditionally operates. The CEO of United Airlines is apologizing for the treatment of a passenger dragged off an overbooked United plane in Chicago Sunday, allegedly to make room for the flight crew. Oscar Munoz said no one should ever be treated this way. The incident has gone viral through social media after being captured on passenger cell phones. Munoz added that the company will review how the airline handles overbooking situations and interacts with airport authorities and police, and their findings will be released later this month. And Zambia's outspoken opposition leader has been arrested for a second time in 6 months. A party spokesperson told VOA the arrest is deepening the fallout from a contentious August presidential election that both contenders claim to have won. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.